final section, an epiphany. Writing this book has caused me to have somewhat of a breakthrough in my thinking about my entire life. It's early days yet, the 17th of July 2026 as I write this, and the book was more or less completed earlier in July 2026. What I see is a general pattern throughout my life, namely the fear of loss. I have been largely driven to boost my own power in my own little world, to have freedom over myself, and generally live a life free from external authority imposed by others. I've not exactly been greedy as such, materially or in any other sense, but I've always had the idea that I must have control over everything in my life. An epiphany on the same scale as my 2018 boring house period has begun, and I don't know where it will lead me, but I can say this. I no longer fear loss. The pattern I see throughout my life is that I have feared loss, however loss is defined in a given context. On a purely selfish perspective, of course, but always defined as some sense of loss. In the past, I've responded with anger to control myself and others, and later applied my anger more calmly. I have been aggressive at times. I have become much more thoughtful in the years 2021 to 2025. But in periods like the Cold Boot War, for example, I've often responded with the same extreme aggression, with the same mentality, the fear of loss. I can argue that my actions in times like these may have helped me, but they all came under the same assumption, that my current lifestyle, the current life that I lead, and the things that I have in my current life are actually important. They are not. This is not to say that I will not continue to defend what I have and to continue boosting what I have. What I can say is that I've stopped fearing the loss of my current life. I have, since writing this book, noticed all of the patterns in my behaviours and how differently each scenario could have gone. If my business had actually failed during COVID, for example, I would be leading a very different life today as I write this. I got lucky in that instance, but I decided to run with that now as a thought experiment. My conclusion in each mental simulation that I've performed is that with the mind I have, the relative intellect that I have and the personality that I have, with the control that I have established over myself over the years, I would most likely rebuild something else for myself. I've basically concluded that even in the worst case scenario, I'll probably be fine. What I wrote about my future in the Honourable Women chapter is still true, of course. I do need to start thinking about support structures to sustain myself as I age. I don't really know how to properly describe it in words. I described it to a friend who understood exactly what I meant, though. I've basically simulated in my mind the complete death of Leah Rowe as I know it. Not death in a corporeal sense. I don't mean literally just me dying. In each simulation, though, the human being named Leah Rowe remains alive, but their life completely disappears and has to be replaced with something else, built from scratch. Let's say I lost LibreBoot, for example, and my business. There are a million things that I could do. If I one day end up hospitalized for a long period of time and I lose everything, or I end up in prison, for example. Not that I think I would, but let's say I did. It really doesn't matter. Just imagine the worst possible scenarios. This is what I've done in my head. I normally shy away from such thoughts. The irony is that the loss of my fear means that I'm probably going to be much better able to protect the life I have now and expand upon it. Because I no longer experience fear as such, I will be able to respond much more calmly to every contingency. The wisdom is in knowing that I will only ever do what I will do. Doing my best is irrelevant. I will do what I will do. I won't fail or succeed. I'll simply live. I'm not articulating a point of view that says nothing matters. This is not nihilism. What I am saying, though, is that I have now seen my future more clearly. I don't know which future I'll have, but I have a general sense of what sort of things I might now expect. As I've already said, this is only the start of a current change in my mind, and it may take many months, it may even take years to complete as my life unfolds. I can say, though, that writing this book and documenting decades of my life has enabled me to unlock my mind and see patterns in my life that I would have not have otherwise seen. I'm now much better able to think accurately about my life, about myself, and where I want to go. I've freed myself from the fear of myself and the fear of loss. I even felt a calm rush as I wrote this, and I had a smile on my face. All I did was remove myself for a moment. It's the same trick I used in 2018. I acknowledge my feelings, in this case my fears, and I put them aside for a moment. All of this is to say that the person documented in this book will probably not exist in a few years from now. A new me will exist that will probably laugh at everything in this book, including this final chapter. I pause for thought once again. Yes!